travellers, we migrate in our own long thoughts. That quote from At the End of the Orchard Road for Mary Beth, one of Sonia Gurney's poems, introduces a Poets Weave programme of her thoughtful poems. I am Jenny Kander. Back home in Indiana, for Kerin O'Carroll. Were we to love in Indiana, I would teach you passions of the landlocked heart. Ground swells would be swift but languid. My body would part from yours and level like a plain where half-expected roadways curve. Trucks would hurtle through the night. The towns, when we came upon them, would lie prone sleepers, unnerved by a vast bed, unfiltered light. Love, far from glen and hawthorn tree, you would shoulder the air differently, would learn the trick of the steady wheel, how to wear the heat like a canvas glove, running miles through your fingers like so much wheat. You would go south through an alphabet of towns where children toss voices from hedge to hedge at dusk, westward, where Gary's great mouth tears at the heartland seams, spits flames by night, steel by day. You would learn that searing message well. At every river's end, the sway of corn leaves rasps out the dusty swell of plump barns. Well-fed sameness, the huskless truth of what we would be. Were we to love here, our coming would leave no cleft in the day. Simple as sheaves, our limbs would weld nothing to this tempered land. We would bed in the forge itself. We would be the fired clay. Two poems now from Women at 40, also published by the University of Notre Dame Press. Women at 40. Women at 40 wear their skin like phases of the moon, like crescents of pleasure bent to catch all angles of light, the slippery solstice, the fragile truce of noon. Fresh from sleep, they are assured that yesterday's paleness was but a sag of light, an inconsequent fading. Yet they wear their fullness conscious of its snagged regrets, the lines that web against the blooming. Women at 40 afford the dark side. As the womb grows tighter, they learn the shift in the lover's eye, his taste for firmer flesh. The secrets he is still avoiding. Again and again, they've kissed the skull beneath the lover's grin. Know, as surely as they know his thrust, that what is full will soon be waning. When sadness comes, women at 40 go without fear to a shuttered room, bless themselves, bed down believing that each effacement is but a rest, a teasing dark before they ride again, pushing the clouds from their right of way, pulling the sea behind them. What if a woman, 43 years old and driving her car down the street, just after the lover who accused her of terrible things had found another girl and sunlight was scaling the tavern roofs and spring stood in the trees, a silk-winged Icarus ready to leap, and she whispered to herself, I am alone, alone, and I will not tell how lovely it is. I will not tell anyone at all. And she floated right up through the roof of the car, right into the folds of the silk-winged sky, above a dozen maple trees unleafed as yet. Who leaned back to watch and applauded? This has been a selection of Sonia Gurney's poems on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.